Hello and welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I had something I wanted to read to you guys out of the book of Jeremiah. As you guys know, I read in the King James Version of the Bible. This has been heavy on my heart for the past few months, but more so now. And I should have spoke about this a few months ago, but I didn't. And I'm feeling heavy in my spirit to talk about this now. So I'm going to read here. I'm going to read to you guys about false prophets. And you know, I did a podcast, I believe it was sometimes during the summer, called Woe Be Unto the Pastors. Maybe late spring, early summer. Now this one is Woe Unto the Prophets. And I want you guys to pay close attention to the scriptures that I'm going to be reading, because this is very important, especially to all you that believes these false prophets. You need to know what scripture actually says about them and not to believe everything that comes out of their mouth. And to you false prophets, you know who you are. You know what scripture says. This is so dangerous for you to deceive people. This is dangerous for you to walk up to someone like me and say, "Thus saith the Lord," and knowing that God did not even send you to speak to me. It has happened to me before in the past, yes. But God did not send you to me. But it's happened to all of us that I could think of. And they may not say it in the words, "Thus saith the Lord," but they might come to you and say, "Hey, I believe God is trying to tell me something to you." And you've got to learn through this who's of God and who isn't of God. And you've got to know the spirits that's on these people. And this is why I had to come to you tonight, because I was reading on this, studying about this tonight, today. And I was going to put this off till tomorrow once again, but then I thought, no, I need to do it, because I was arguing with myself, do I need to do it tonight or tomorrow? So I decided to go on ahead and do it now. So I want you guys to listen to what I'm about to read from chapter 23 of Jeremiah in the King James Version. So here we go. And this is what it says. "Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness." Now this is verse 9 of chapter 23, if I didn't mention that. But going on down to verse 10, and I'm going to be reading. "For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yeah, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord." I'm going to start right there with verse 11. If you notice what I just read, and I have this underlined in my Bible, I've got it underlined, where it says, "For both prophet and priest are profane. Yeah, in my home or in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord." Look what's going on today. Look what is happening inside the churches now. Prophets are standing up prophesying to the people in the congregation, whether it be individual or giving a word for the whole church. And they're not supposed to be doing that. God did not tell them to speak. And the priest, which, you know, you may go to a church that has a pastor or whatever, you know, priest or pastors, however you do it in your church. And they're allowing this to go on. And they cannot discern that they are working falsely. And it is the pastor's or the priest's responsibility as the shepherd over the house of God, over the flock, the souls of the people. That's why they're there. God sent them to you. And you're allowing these false prophets to stand up and lie to these individuals or lie to the whole church in God's house. And if you know, when I spoke about the angel of death is upon us, I mentioned about the words mainly were about people lying a lot. And if you listen to Pray Not That Your Flight Be in the Winter, you need to listen to those two episodes as long with this. And I did one called Woe Be Unto the Pastors a while back as well. You need to be careful how you tread. Because they're wicked. This is wicked. You're allowing them to say this and calling them godly. You cannot discern good from evil. You're calling good evil and you're calling evil good. And you're saying these prophets, yay, come on, we don't know when it's going to come to pass, but it will. It could be 5 or 10 years from now. Yes, only from the true prophets. Only the true prophets that God sends to you. Yes, God raises up prophets. He tells you all through scriptures, from Genesis to Revelations, He raises up prophets. But the prophets best not get out of line. They best not speak when they should not speak. God will tell the prophets a lot of things, but when they start speaking out of term, God does not like that. Because God did not tell you to speak. You will know when God tells you to speak. You're telling the church how they should live their lives, saying God's going to bless you with all these things, probably gifts, talking about spiritual gifts. And people are fighting for 5 or 10 years, believing and holding on to this, and God didn't even tell you to say any of that. You're misleading your congregation or the people you worship with as a prophet by telling them how they should vote in elections or how things should be in your own community during some type of function, and you're deceiving them because this is all from your own thoughts and opinions, and God didn't tell you. You may have dreams, but God didn't give you those dreams, and you're saying it was of the Lord, and you as the prophet couldn't even tell that it was not of God yourself. And that's in scripture too, and you'll find out more as I go on about this. So I'm going to keep going here. But remember, you brought corruption into his house. So, going back to verse 12. Wherefore, their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen fully into the prophets of Smyrna. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. See, they even start prophesying under Baal. And you can't do that. You need to know when you have dreams, you're not doing it out of an evil imagination from your heart. Make sure it's not your thoughts or your opinions when you're prophesying as a prophet. Preachers, make sure that they are in right standing when they're prophesying to the church. Make sure those prophets are hearing from the Lord. You're responsible for their souls. Yes, we all get deceived. I've been deceived myself and realized, but I had to repent, and we all have to repent. But don't beat yourself up if you get deceived by a prophet. You see this going on all over YouTube and Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You see it all happening where so many saying, the Lord told me to tell you this. I'm a prophet, a prophetic word. Stay away from that stuff. Because you don't want to get caught up into going like you're visiting a psychic. Many prophets are prophesying in the name of the Lord, but we as people, because we're human, are treating them like psychics. And you've got to stop with that. Because we're not to know what the future holds. And I was reading about that and I was studying up on familiar spirits, people with spirit of divination and what familiar spirits are. And I was reading about that in the book of Deuteronomy today. So don't treat the prophets of God that are able to speak when God tells them to speak like psychics. Just know God spoke. And know which one's true and which one's false. I know I said that once before, but this is very serious stuff. And remember, it says the false prophet in the verse 13, and I have seen Foley in the prophets of Smyrna, they prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err, to make them be deceived, to believe false things, to make them do stuff. And one of the best things I can say is that look at the election for 2020, how things went. All these prophets were prophesying that the election was supposed to go one way. 4 years ago, it did. People believed them, but look how it changed. And now that it didn't happen, now the false prophets are blaming Satan and the demons. But God says, this is the year I'm taking you down. I am bringing my wrath up on you for deceiving people. You do not have the right to speak who should be in office. You do not have the right until I tell you to speak. You put your own thoughts and opinions in that. When you got people prophesying that things are going to happen in a certain month and they're calling themselves a minister of God and saying the Holy Spirit showed it to them, walk away from that mess. I watched these people on YouTube myself. And I'm realizing they work under familiar spirits because the prophets in the old did not say, hey, God showed me that this is going to happen in this month or this time. Or it's going to happen in this month of this year. That's not of God. That's not of the Holy Spirit. You will know the prophets would say in the days of old, saying these things are to come to pass, but they never knew what month, what year, what day. You false prophets are out here saying God is showing you these months and days. That's a spirit of divination. That's the familiar spirits. And you're not to know that stuff. You're looking into the future. Yes, we all can know when things are going to happen. God warns us when bad things are coming or good things to come. But we are to never know the year. We are to never to know what month is going to take place. Just know it's coming. And when it hits, the Lord told us it's coming. Stay away from these ministers that are saying this stuff. We all been warned that tragedy is coming. I did an episode called The Angel of Death is Up on Us. And God will speak through people like this. And yes, even the false prophets know the things the same thing that the children of God really knows. The false prophets will prophesy the same thing. And they stealing people away from the true children of God. And that's your fault for not discerning them. But God says he is tired and he's cleaning you false prophets up for deceiving so many people to go a certain way because your own thoughts and opinions, basically the evil imagination of your heart, as scripture says, because you prophesy out of the imagination of your own heart. You've got to quit that. You've got to stop prophesying out of the imagination of your heart and let God speak. God doesn't always speak to me all the time. It's just how I feel sometimes when I'm praying. And just like when the angel of death came up on me, that feeling came over me, and I was sitting on my couch watching TV late that night when it hit me in the midnight hours. And it just come right over me, and I knew what was happening. And I knew things are about to come. So be careful who is telling you the truth and who isn't telling you the truth. God wants this out of His house. God wants you to stop getting on social media and deceiving many people. It's causing people to fail God because people are thinking they're hearing from Him. But yet when you coming on and saying, hey, the election should go one way, or God is saying He wants you to live your life this way, and they're like, well, I was feeling it this way. I've been praying about it and seeking the face of God, and I thought I should go this way. Now you're telling me? You're bringing confusion. You don't need to bring that confusion in on people's lives. Let them find out if they really heard from God or not. And when they fail, it'd be okay. They know, oh, that wasn't God. That was me. But don't confuse them. And 14 says, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doeth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Verse 14 basically just tells it out. And 15 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. 16, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. I'm going to repeat 16 again. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. And that's basically what I was just trying to explain to you from the last few verses I just read. We need to know what the spirits are. We need to know. So woe be unto you prophets that are falsely prophesying to the people and deceiving them to make things go your way. God wants things done His way. When He says He didn't tell you to speak, you best run, because you spoke out of turn. You need to repent. Stop deceiving many people out here. 4 years ago, if it wasn't for the people getting on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and saying the Lord said this, and these big TV evangelists saying they were prophesying that Trump should be in office, Trump may would never won the election in 2016, but that was a spirit to deceive many people in America. I heard a minister say that in the last few months, the beginning of 2021, God spoke to him and said that Trump was the downfall for America, and we all are about to see this. People are worshiping Trump like a god. They're idolizing him. You're not supposed to have no idols or gods. I've been trying to stay away from this for so long. But because of this message, I felt like I needed to come. And I thought and prayed on this most of the days. I read what I'm reading to you here. And all these things that are coming up on us, you false prophets, have brought this up on yourself. God is destroying the wicked, the evildoers, the liars. Many people has not even come to know Christ because of you false prophets have been prophesying all these things. And you've been prophesying about the politics, how things should go in politics and what God is really wanting and what God is saying. And people are seeing this that haven't received Christ, and they're in their minds, they are actually pushing away from God further and further, saying, well, because you got people that even atheists has their own belief system when it comes to politics, okay? Some are Democrats, some are Republicans. I really don't care who you are for. I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. Honestly, when I go to vote for president or senators, Congress, governors, or anything like that, I vote for who I think is going to be the best for that office. I don't claim to be Democrat or Republican. I think who's going to be best suited for that office is who I vote for. And that's how it should be. We shouldn't have all this chaos and confusion. And when you got atheists that's on two different parties here of politics, and they don't believe in God, but you got false prophets saying which one should be, and the other one's like, well, if that's who God is choosing to be, then I don't want nothing to do with it. If that's what God is saying for people to vote for, and who to vote for, then no. You've got to be careful, because someone's always watching you and hearing you out here. Be careful that you don't deceive the wrong person. Make sure it's God speaking through you before you speak. I've spoke before. I've done it myself. I've spoken thinking it was God, and it turns out not to be God. And yeah, I've learned that one. But I'm human. So are you. You're human too. We're all human. We all make some type of mistakes. Just know. And all you false prophets have basically destroyed your own nation, your own land. You're deceiving so many people through so much that God didn't even tell you to speak. And you're still, because your party lost the election, you're still at this. You're still at it. And it's causing a lot of division of everybody who's seeing this. And this is not what God wants. God is not the author of confusion. Satan is. You know this. So why are you still at this? Just eat up your losses and say, hey, it's all in the hands of God now. Because there is scripture that says God puts the leaders before you. He's the one that puts people in office that he wants. And you're saying the election was stolen, for an example. And I'm using this because these are the big main controversy topics in today's time. Things that shouldn't even really be in the house of God. We need to hear the truth about the Word of God. But politics, some of that stuff needs to stay out and not be brought from behind the pulpit saying the election was stolen from us or whatever, you know. You've got to learn that scripture says God puts people in office that he wants in. And if God didn't want Biden and Kamala in office, he would have had them removed. He would have found any way he could to have them removed out of office right now. And they wouldn't even really been in office to begin with. So you need to stop and think what you're doing with your words, you false prophets. The angel of death is upon us. Do you not even concern yourself about you're about to perish because of your falsehood? Beware of the false prophets. Many false teachers and prophets shall rise in your days. Do you want to die in these next few months, in this next year? And knowing, thinking that you were right before God and have many people to believe you, but you were deceiving them the whole time and you deceived yourself. And you got to stand before a holy, just God. You've got to stop with this. Your wickedness is deceiving people. Verse 17 says, They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. See what I was just saying, verse 21? I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. That's why I said, be careful with your words. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, do not I feel heaven and earth? Saith the Lord, I have heard what the prophet said that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yeah, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. See, you're deceiving yourself of your own evil imagination of your heart. And when you deceive yourself, you deceive others. And you need to repent for this, not to deceive yourself so you don't deceive anybody else. Verse 27 says, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff of the wheat? Saith the Lord. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, saith the Lord, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. So that's basically pretty stern what I was just explaining. I just read to you what the prophets are doing. And I'm here to tell you, you've got to... This has been a powerful message, like I said. And I should have done this a long time ago, but when I did Woe Be Unto the Pastors, this should have been the next episode. But I didn't do it. And that's my fault. But, you know, the scriptures basically say what I was explaining to you here in some of what I was just saying earlier. Sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied. And I'm going to finish up the rest of this chapter here. And when this people of the prophet of a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say, the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Thus shall ye say, every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what hath the Lord answered? And what hath the Lord spoken? And the burden of the Lord shall ye mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts our God. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath the Lord answered thee, and what hath the Lord spoken? But since ye say, the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because ye say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, ye shall not say the burden of the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you, and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Now, do you want what I just read? Do you want God to do these things to you, to forget about you, to bring shame upon you? Or do you want to realize what you have done with your words, speaking out a term, speaking these lies, speaking out the evil imagination of your heart, speaking to deceive people because people know you're a prophet? And some of you may have taken this an advantage because you have that gift of prophecy. And you spoke out a term. Do you want shame? And do you want God to reproach you? He's destroying the world now. Many preachers are involved. He destroyed priests and prophets. Read the book of Jeremiah. There's more about false prophets in the book of Jeremiah. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, it basically just similar to what I was just reading here in Deuteronomy chapter 18. So, what more do you want God to do for you when you're deceiving people? All I can say, the angel of death is up on us. And are you ready? Are you ready to face this for your own deceivement? And I want to read this in Deuteronomy here. This is not all of chapter 18. These are just a few scriptures. And it says, the promise of a prophet. The Lord thy God will rise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desiredest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And I think the word is Horeb, H-O-R-E-B. And going on to verse 17. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will rise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. So let me ask you something, false prophets. Are you ready to die, or are you ready to repent so you can live? No matter what, basically what's about to happen, I believe, and these are my words, in these next few months of these major destructions that's coming up on us, you're still, even after you repent, death is still going to take you. And are you going to live in heaven after you repent for what you have done? Or are you going to live in the lake of fire, which is the pits of hell, and be in torment with the rich man? And know you're there, which is the second death. Because I just read scriptures, and this is why. This is why I didn't take no breaks in this, because I had to get this out and I had to get this through. And I felt like God wanted me to come to you guys to bring this message to you. So, which one do you want to do? Repent for speaking out of turn and speaking out of your own imagination of your heart and deceiving so many people? Because we're all about to learn how many people are prophesying that should not be speaking. A lot of you are getting on YouTube and all these other social media apps, and you're saying God gave you dreams, just like I just read, or God spoke to you, and God is saying this, but he's meant that for you and you only. Not to get out here to tell everybody. Many of you false prophets are on these social media apps telling people that their spouse is about to arrive, that they're fixing to meet the man or woman of their dreams. That's not of God. I'm just going to tell you right now, I do not believe that's of God. And you're doing this out of the evil imagination of your heart. That's what God is speaking about. Stuff like that. You've got to stop this. Speaking that people is going to meet their spouse, when indeed God didn't tell you to get on social media and speak that. You're doing that through your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own imagination of your heart. And that's why God is destroying you false prophets now for this very reason. When two people meet, they're going to meet because God is going to let it happen. And it's going to take them by surprise when it does happen. But for you false prophets to get on there and say stuff like this, I don't believe that's of God. Because that's just an imagination of your heart. You're not Cupid. Let's put it that way. You're not Cupid for Valentine's Day. You're supposed to be a prophet to bring truth to people, to help bring correction, to prophesy good tidings when God tells you, or to prophesy that bad things are about to come to warn people because they wouldn't straighten up their own life. Now that the tables are turned to you, false prophets, now where are you going to run? So are you ready to perish or are you ready to live? It's up to you and all you got to do is repent. This is all I've got. This is all I needed to come and say. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Please share this out with others. Thank you so much.